Join us online is Brian Eckbert. Brian is a sports game editor for GameSpot.com. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. Glad to be here.
Now, Brian, it is the holiday season. Everybody's going to be rushing around trying to get those gifts for their loved ones, and especially the gamers in their life. Xbox 360, that is the hot thing this Christmas. But it's hot, but there's some issues with it, maybe, I hear.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, the biggest story in gaming this Christmas, of course, is the Xbox 360. Microsoft's sort of coming out a little bit earlier than a lot of people expected in the industry with their new, the sequel to their original Xbox. And you're right, there has been some reports of, you know, some failed units, some people getting their Xbox 360s and having to wait in those long lines overnight and such, and you know, then bringing it home, opening it up, and maybe it doesn't work. Unfortunately, I don't really think this isn't really new for the gaming industry. I remember when the PlayStation 2 launched back in 2000, there were plenty of reports of bad units and who knows why it really happens, whether they rush them off the line or whatever. I who knows, but yeah, you're going to have those a small segment of the release of the initial releases that just don't work for whatever reason. I'm sure Microsoft has a bevy of ones in storage that they'll be willing to ship out to you as replacements. But it's sort of unfortunate because everybody's really excited about the 360. Last thing you want to do when you spend $500 on a console is to have it not work once you get it out of the box.
Let's talk about its sports games capabilities, because we're sports fans, obviously, here, and we love our Madden, we love our other games, and really, just looking at it and what it's capable of, it should be able to do some pretty amazing things in terms of graphics and gameplay, because, you know, a lot of times in the past, the gameplays were a little bit jerky in some of the motions. Now it should be smooth. How is the gameplay? You've played the games that are on the Xbox 360. What was your gaming experience like?
I've played them all, and let me tell you the one thing that sort of strikes me about sports games on the Xbox 360. They've done amazing things with sweat.
Really?
And I know that sounds weird, but
like skin detail, like, and stuff?
It's like the detail of the player models. Like, you take a game like NBA Live 06, which is EA Sports basketball game, and they've just got it down to the point where the models look incredible. You know, Steve Nash is going to look like Steve Nash.
LeBron, which is unfortunate.
Well, yeah. They've got his hair down, I've got to say. They've done a good job with his hair. And LeBron looks like LeBron, but they've got it to the point where the details, they're sweating, and it's just, you can watch it, you know, sort of trickle down their face, and it's just an amazing, certainly it's not a big thing in terms of gameplay, but if you're looking at these little details and you're looking for things to criticize and point out, this is something that is an amazing thing that certainly wouldn't have been possible on a PS2 or an Xbox.
Okay, now, actual gameplay, how smooth is it? Is it that much better than the PS2? And the original Xbox?
It depends on what you mean by gameplay. If you're talking about pure animations and how things look and how they, you know, how smooth they are, for the most part, I think you're looking at some much better performance. The models look great. Everything runs really smooth. It isn't to say that you don't have some performance issues. You know, a game like Tiger Woods 06 for Xbox 360, there actually is, like, frame rate problems. You'll see the game sort of stutter, which is weird because you wouldn't think a console as powerful as the Xbox 360 would have that, but yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
In terms of gameplay and how the game plays and what's new, unfortunately, one of the trends with the Xbox 360 is that they've pulled some, in an effort to get the game out in this, you know, quickened release, you know, to meet this quickened release date, they had to pull a whole bunch of features out of the game. I return back to Tiger. Tiger for Xbox and PS2 has, I believe, 14 courses. Most of them are real. Some of them are fictional. Whereas Tiger 06 for Xbox 360 only has 6.
Wow, it's less than half.
That's a significant, you know, shortage there. And whether you're going to, certainly the game looks a lot better and it plays the exact same. In fact, I almost think that the 360 version plays a little bit better than the PlayStation 2 and Xbox version. But you're only playing 6 courses, you know? And
yeah.
That's courses live and die on golf.
You get tired of playing the same
ones. What do you think is the best sports game you've played on Xbox, or just 360 so far?
If we're talking pure sports, it's got to be NBA 2K6.
Okay.
Which is 2K Sports basketball title.
Right.
Simply because they went against that trend. They have everything that is in their excellent Xbox and PS2 game, and it's got amazing looking graphics. It's really an astonishing game, and it's sort of a lesson to everyone else, is saying, hey, look, we got everything out. We have a full franchise mode. We've got all the bells and whistles that were in the old game. It's right here. certainly they cut a few corners, but in terms of the basic gameplay, they nailed it. It was great. If you want to talk a little bit out of the sports genre and talk about racing games, there's a racing game called Project Gotham Racing 3,
okay,
which is absolutely astonishing. I want everyone who has an Xbox 360 in the greater Cincinnati area to go buy this game because it's an incredible graphical treat. It plays like a dream. It looks amazing. I can't recommend it high enough.
Have you played the Tony Hawk American Wasteland with the no loading feature that they seem to not want to make any less than 2,000 commercials for, which is apparently the biggest deal in the world for skateboarding games? But I haven't gotten a chance to play it. I don't know anybody who's played it. Is it really that cool? Is it worth buying a new game just so you can skateboard without loading?
Let me tell you about Tony Hawk. It's the same game as the Xbox game.
Okay.
Period.
So it's don't run out there and grab it just for that reason.
There are better games on the Xbox 360 to pick.
Now, we're talking about Xbox 360, but the truth of the matter is, if you find one, yeah, you're lucky. Consider yourself lucky. But the vast majority of people do not have that system. So let's talk a little bit about the games you want to pick up for the game in your life if they have an Xbox or a PlayStation 2. What games are you recommending this holiday season as great gifts for the sports video game playing fans and your family?
Well, we've been lucky to have a really great year in traditional sports games like football, basketball, and also alternative sports, what we call alternative sports, like, you know, maybe street basketball and wrestling and things like that. In terms of traditional sports games, you know, I go back to NBA 2K6. It's a really excellent basketball game. There's also EA Sports college football game this year, NCAA Football 06, corrected some problems that was in last year's game and added some really fun modes. There's a race for the Heisman where you play as a college freshman trying to win the Heisman Trophy. It's really fun. I know college football season is sort of winding down, but personally I can't get enough of it, so I highly recommend NCAA Football 06. There's a boxing game that came out in the beginning of the year called Fight Night Round 2, and I really I don't want people to miss this game just because it came out in, I think, February. It's a really great boxing game. You know, boxing games have been sort of the redheaded stepchild of EA Sports for so long. Well, they really turned it around with the Fight Night series, and it's really fast moving. It's not clunky at all. The graphics are amazing. I really recommend it. And finally, for the PC crowd, actually, I think the best Tiger game this year, the best golf game, is Tiger 06 for PC. It really has a great balance of challenge and longevity, and you can play online with your buddies. I think if you're going to buy a Tiger game and you have a PC that can handle the load, Tiger 06 for PC is one of the best sports games of the year.
Brian, now, I've got an affinity for cheerleaders and dance team, as people on the show and our listeners know. I want to know which game has the best cheerleaders and dance team. Which game am I needing to pick up to satisfy that craving?
You know,
that came out completely wrong.
In past years, I would not have had an answer for you because the cheerleaders all look kind of like,
yeah,
look like sort of blocky and kind of ugly.
Dumpy.
But this year, there's a game for you. It's called Blitz the League.
Oh, yes, with LT.
That's right. LT plays Quentin Sands in this. We're talking about Lawrence Taylor, of course.
Yeah.
And it's sort of a non-NFL sanctioned, sort of gritty, over-the-top football game, and it's a really good game. But if you're looking for pure cheerleaders and great, you know, let's just say great camera angles of the cheerleaders.
You sold me.
All of the models in Blitz the League are FHM girls. So I don't know how to sell it better to you than that, guys.
Okay, I'm going out. You know, people, if you're buying for me, there you go. Blitz the League. I've seen the commercials. You get to take the guy's helmet off and beat him with his own helmets. That I want to do.
Yeah, that's really something. That I want to do. Really something you want to teach your kids about sportsmanship on the football field.
Hey, it's true to life, baby. It's just like playmakers. Brian, real quick before you go, now we're in the middle of basketball season. A lot of people have not picked up a basketball game yet. There's a couple different titles out there. Which one game are you recommending for basketball fans?
Sure. We have a lot of great basketball games. We're really lucky. NBA 2K6 for the traditional basketball game, it has the most control, the best control. It's really deep in franchise mode, plays really great. However, I don't want people to miss a really great street basketball game called NBA Street Volume 3. It came out earlier in the year. It's really not to be missed if you like really fast arcade action for basketball. NBA Street Volume 3, both of those games are stellar.
Well, Brian, we thank you very
much.
We're gonna put a link up to your stuff. You do a great job on the write-ups. I like that. There's even something we can't even get into enough time about you grayed out the covers of all the different sports games of this year and who deserved to be on the cover. And once again, the Madden jinx comes through. Don't have time to get into that, but I want people to go to that. So we're going to put that up so people can go there. Check out Brian Ekberg. He's the sports game editor at GameSpot.com. Brian, thank you very much. And good luck with your Niners out there in San Francisco.
My pleasure, guys.
That was Brian Ekberg, sports game editor for GameSpot.com.